George Whitesides is the CEO of Virgin Galactic, which has developed the White Knight 2 and Spaceship 2 air-launched space systems over the past 6 years. In his role as CEO, Whitesides is responsible for all aspects of the business, guiding Virgin Galactic to commercial operations at Spaceport America in New Mexico. Joining George tonight is Doug Shane, the president of Scaled Composites. He was the first engineer hired by Burt Rutan for Scaled when it opened for business back in 1982, and has held positions of increasing responsibility, including project engineer, director of flight operation, vice president, business development, and executive vice president. Tonight, we welcome them to Theater in the Woods for an update on the Spaceship 2 project. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome George Whitesides and Doug Shane.
Well, thanks very much. It's such an honor to be here on this important evening, honoring the Navy, and we're just going to be the quick update in between that and the important things to come later on tonight. As you heard, I'm George Whitesides. I'm the CEO of Virgin Galactic. This is Doug Shane, who really does all the hard work involved in our project.
It's not work.
And we're going to give you a short update on where we are with our project to take people into space. And I feel a deep sense of honor to be involved in this project. That was, of course, born from Burt Rutan and Richard Branson, and we'll talk a little bit about them tonight. But, you know, we'll just give you an overview, and also we have a little bit of a treat for you tonight. We're going to show you some footage that has never been seen before of the test flight program, which Doug is going to talk you through a little bit later. So if we could start, I'm just going to talk to you just a little bit about the project as a whole, and then we'll go on to the update about the footage. So,
your slides are right over there.
Great, perfect. So we have a couple slides here, just a couple pictures, and of course the picture that you see there is space. That's the picture taken by Brian Binney, I believe, from Spaceship One, and that's really what we want to bring to people. I grew up always wanting to go into space, and what's so exciting about this particular moment in time is that we're almost there. We're really almost to the point we're going to be able to take people. Some of you, I bet that there's some of you who may even be some of our customers, into space for real. And that's a profound shift that's going to be taking place over the next few years. And Oshkosh and EAA are sort of a really critical part of that story. So we'll get the next slide. This is our vehicle pair. This is a picture that was taken in the San Francisco area. We recently brought the vehicles up. And the most important thing here is that they're flying. So, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, when Richard Branson came to Oshkosh, you know, we were just getting started. The vehicles were under the beginning parts of design. And what's really exciting now is that we're at a place where these vehicles are actually in flight. And that's obviously what's really exciting. I actually have a small personal story to tell about that, which is that in 2005, Virgin Galactic had just been announced a few months before. And my wife and I are both space geeks, basically, and so we were two of the folks to put down two of the early deposits. And we actually intended to go on a honeymoon in space together. And so what we did was we came to Oshkosh, and Richard was here, and he came up on this stage here, I think 6 years ago, and he gave us our tickets at a Theater in the Woods event, and maybe some of you were there tonight. So we have just a really great personal connection to Oshkosh and all that. So anyway, next slide. Of course, there are two people who are really key. This is one of them, and you'll hear a lot more about him, Burt Rutan, tomorrow night when we all honor him. And the next one is this guy, Richard Branson, who I work for, my boss. And he really is a fun guy to work for. He's a terrific guy. And more to the point, he's frustrated that, you know, that we've been sort of stuck in aviation for many years when it comes to personal transport. And I think, you know, he's excited about not just what space tourism is going to start off as with Spaceship Two, but he's also excited about what it's going to lead towards. You know, what comes next? What's Spaceship Three? What's Spaceship Four? What's Spaceship Five? Can we start taking people from one point on the globe to another point on the globe? You know, those are all ideas for the future. They're dreams that we have, but I think that they're just critical for the long-term vision of the program.
But George, yeah. Please, could we just finish Spaceship Two first?
That's what I usually say to Doug in general. So this is actually, Doug should maybe give a little story about this and maybe how the connection between this aircraft and our project.
Yeah, so we were approached by Steve Fawcett to build an airplane to replicate the Voyager mission except solo. And through that project, we met Richard Branson, and that started this whole relationship. And of course, Steve Fawcett didn't do anything halfway, so he ended up flying the airplane around the world three separate times, nonstop, non-refueled. And you can see it today down at the Edvard Haase Center in Washington, D.C. So, the beginning of a great relationship so far, even though, as George said, he keeps asking, when will it be done? And Richard asked, when will it be done?
Yeah, any day now, from what we understand. But you'll hear more about that shortly. So next slide. This is, of course, Spaceship One. Everybody's seen it. It's an amazing achievement and a great credit to Doug and his team. Next slide. I think people know the general flight profile, but just in case there are those of you who don't, basically we've got an air-launched system where we have a carrier aircraft and then a spaceship underneath it. It goes up to 50,000 feet. The spaceship is released. It activates its rocket motor, executes a gamma turn vertically, and shoots up to about 100 kilometers. Comes down under a feathered configuration, which you'll see a little bit more about, and comes to a glide landing at the same place that it takes off from. Next slide. So these are our customers, and we have a fantastic group. Many of them are EAA members. We've got over 440 folks who've now signed up for the program. Thousands more have signed up saying that they want to fly someday. I always like to do this. You know, if you were interested, price no object, safety no object, how many of you would like to go into space? If I could just get a raise of hand. This is my kind of crowd here. Fantastic. You know, we really hope to be able to bring down the price over time. It's starting off at $200,000, but over time, I think we'll get much, much lower. I just have about three more slides before we have some video. Of course, the pilots are a really critical thing, and Scaled has some of the best test pilots in the world. We're also hiring our own commercial pilots, and we just did a competition for that, and we're going to be announcing our first test pilot. He's a big stud shortly, so that'll be a little bit later. Next slide. And then I just want to close with a couple words about where we're going to be flying from, which is Spaceport America in New Mexico. And this is a purpose-built commercial spaceport that the state of New Mexico has created at the cost of about $200 million, and it's going to be a spectacular place to work from. We've got a couple of slides. This is a rendering by the architect here, and maybe you can skip past this one. And now it's real out there in southern New Mexico. It's right adjacent to the White Sands Missile Range, and they've built a 10,000 foot runway and a beautiful new terminal building. Next slide, which you can see here. We're going to be dedicating that later on this fall. It's a gorgeous building designed by Sir Norman Foster, and it's going to be a really great place to start flying. We, you know, hope to be able to fly at our start about once a week to space, and over time potentially even more frequently than that. And so it's going to be a pretty exciting thing. I think next slide. That's it for my little section. But Doug's going to tell you a little bit about the test flight program and all that now.
Okay, thanks, George. Well, so my name's Doug. My first Oshkosh trip was in 1979. I had the opportunity to see the Long Easy prototype, 7-9 Romeo Alpha, flown in by Dick Rutan, and the airshow demonstration of that airplane made me order plans. And after I graduated from college in 1982, I went to work for BERT. So I guess that's worked out okay, all in all. Been an interesting ride. We're trying to scale up what we had done in the 2001 to 2004 timeframe with Spaceship One into a commercially viable vehicle, one that would carry six passengers and two crews. So we set off to build this thing. It should be easy. It's just a slight scale up, right? Well, it's sort of a scale up. Let's start the first video clip, if you would, of White Knight 2. To put it in perspective, White Knight 1 maximum takeoff weight was about 19,000 pounds. We're flying White Knight 2 at a maximum takeoff weight of close to 70,000 pounds. It has four Pratt & Whitney 308 commercial turbofan engines. It has an APU. It has digital carbon brakes. It has single point refueling. So for a bunch of crummy home builders from Mojave, it's a pretty sophisticated jet to put together. And it's worked really well. So far, White Knight 2 has about 68 flights and more than 180 flight hours. What, did I just miss something?
It was the thing flying up the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're sort of out of sequence on the video. So that we started off with White Knight 2. We first flew it in December of 2008. We flew it here to Oshkosh in 2009. Our first glide flight with Spaceship 2 was last October, 10-10 of 2010. And since that time, Spaceship 2 has flown 15 glide flights for a combined flight time of slightly less than 3 hours. Because when you drop the thing at 51,000 feet, you're typically on the ground in about 13 or 14 minutes. Spaceship 2 development's going very well. Let's see, what? How about the feather video, please? So first flight's always a big deal. The first flight went beautifully. Our next big milestone was the feathering flight where we actually tilt the wing up at about a 60 degree angle. So let's watch and listen along with the video here.
Extending the feather.
Feather's moving.
All right, see, they ship it to White Knight.
Good Delta piece.
Pressure's up good. Have a roll off, a little bit. Good stuff.
Look at that beautiful
feather. Feather's
good.
Copy. Good pressures. Now.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Happy at half. Okay to lock.
Okay to lock.
Locking.
Locks are moving.
Feathers locked.
Feathers down and locked.
And base copies all. Down and locked. Well done.
So that was a really big day for us. Anytime you turn an airplane into a kind of a jackknife and see how it flies, and it flies as well as you'd hope, is a good day. That's all done pneumatically with big actuators, probably about that big around, that jack the wing up to a 60 degree angle relative to the fuselage. We were really pleased with the results. A little bit more pitch than we'd hoped for, but we've since done a little adjustment and rectified that. And now we've been able to open up our whole airspeed envelope and most of the G envelope subsonic that we can. And our next big step will be rocket motor integration, starting in the fall, probably, late fall. It takes, just to put it in perspective and doing flight testing, we probably had 10 people in the control room during that test, 2 people in Spaceship 2, 3 people in White Knight 2, 2 chase airplanes, a cast of thousands on the ground, so everything's bigger and harder. And George, that's why it's taking so long and costing so much. But believe me, it's really cool. And I will say that I've gotten the opportunity to fly 3 times in Spaceship 2, now actually 4, and it's really spectacular. Even just a glide flight will be something that will be eye-watering for the customers. It's really, really cool. So, back to you.
Cool.
Thanks, Doug. So, you know, we at Virgin have no illusions about where the hard work is happening, and it's happening at scale, and the work that they do is magic every day, and I just want to recognize Doug and his team for the amazing stuff that they do every day. So, thanks, Doug, for that. So, just to conclude, and I think, you know, we want to keep the evening moving on to the important stuff later on, you know, where are we? I think the answer is that you know, we've got a couple of important steps still to go. As Doug said, you know, we still need to integrate the rocket motor. And when you're in a development program, you know, you never know how each step is going to go. But we think that, you know, with the scaled up rocket motor going into a vehicle that has sort of proven its aerodynamic qualities, we've got a really good system, and it's been built from the start to be as safe as possible, to essentially suck out the risk from each phase of flight. And that's what we have to do, because, you know, if we don't have that, we don't have a business. And you know, when we start actually really flying people, and Richard Branson's going to be on the first flight, I think maybe with Bert, we have to know that that flight is going to be a safe one. So, you know, we're tremendously excited about where we are. We're a couple. We're still a bit away from the starting line, but as you can see from the vehicles and
and the rocket motor and the spaceport down there in New Mexico, we're getting closer every day. And so, you know, we look forward to coming back to Oshkosh, you know, maybe with the vehicle someday, showing you the spaceship as well. I don't think the spaceship has ever been to Oshkosh, so we got to do that at some point, and just really show you what these vehicles can do. We're at the edge of a new era, and it's going to be an exciting ride over the next few years. So thanks very much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Oh, sorry, I just want to say this. Sorry, I have one last thing to say, one important note, which is that we have a company. It's a joint venture between Scaled and Virgin. It's called the Spaceship Company, and it's hiring. We're hiring like mad up there in Mojave, California, because the basic plan is that Scaled is building the prototypes, and then this other company called the Spaceship Company is going to be building the future versions of this vehicle, the additional copies. And so if you have any experience in aircraft manufacture of any kind, composites, you know, systems, whatever, please go to the website, the Spaceship Company, and look up the job page. We've got 30 open slots as of today, I believe, and a lot more coming down the road. So this is a great community, and if you're interested in coming to lovely Mojave and helping to build the future, it's a great place to be. So thanks again.
It's the best.
Okay.
Mojave's the best. Thanks.